good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name. I hope you can stay with me for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and indeed news bits and pieces of news from New Zealand. And Wednesday night, you listen to us on Planet FM in Auckland, delayed broadcast in Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington on Sunday evening. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. And we'll have plenty of good music. I'm just recording this early on Wednesday morning. I'm just looking at the RTE website to see what the latest news out of Ireland is. And there's a breaking story here that 14 children and a teacher have been shot dead in Texas. So unbelievable what's happening. This is a few weeks ago. There was another mass shooting. And we see what's happening in Ukraine. Sometimes you have to wonder what's it all for. But anyway, I hope you can stay with me. And I want to start off the programme tonight and paying a tribute to a long-time listener of Ireland Calling, Bridie Mortimer. Bridie passed away last week and was laid to rest on Monday, predeceased by her husband Jimmy, and mother to Francis, Peter, Maria and Vincent, and grandmother to Olivia, Niamh and Hamish. And I know that Bridie for many years listened to the programme, and indeed Jim, and when I used to be giving out prizes, their name came out of the hat many's a time. So I know that Bridie had I wasn't able to make it to the farewell on Monday, but no doubt she got a huge farewell. Turned 98 there recently, and so close to getting the cheque from the President of Ireland for all Irish citizens born in Ireland that reach 100 years. But she packed a lot in. She's left a great legacy. She loved Daniel O'Donnell, and she was a proud Dublin woman. So here we go, Bridie, in your memory, Daniel O'Donnell and Dublin in the rare old times.
Songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city. The pillar and the net have gone, the royal
the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of our town. Fare thee well, sweet Annalithie, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. Me mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin.
Daniel O'Donnell there in Dublin in the Rare Old Times, a tribute to Bridie Mortimer, who's laid to rest earlier this week, and long time listener to Ireland Calling, and welcome along. And to Ireland Calling, we'll bring you all the latest sports news from Ireland. Don't forget, if you want to watch your favourite team in Gaelic games, hurling and football, get a subscription or buy a pass to each game as you want it on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. So coming up this weekend in the Munster Senior Football Championship final, you've got Kerry against Limerick. Be big upset there if Limerick win that. Kerry obviously playing really well this year. Then you got the Leinster Senior Football Championship final. This is on Saturday evening. That's Dublin against Kildare. You know, that could go either way. So, you know, Dublin, not the team that they were. And big interest in this for me. It's Galway against Roscommon on Sunday, the Connacht final. This will be a great game. And obviously, you know, that match, I'm sure, well, I'm not sure where it's being played, whether it's in Pearse Stadium or in Dr. Hyde Park, but it'll be a very, very good game. And then you've got the Ulster Senior Football Championship final between Derry and Donegal. So lots of games coming up. And then the backdoor draw was made on Monday morning. This is an open draw. Obviously a lot simpler this year than previous years, because Division 2 and 3 team, 3 and 4 teams go into the Tailteann Cup. So but anyway, the teams that were in the draw the other morning were drawn as follows. Armagh are going to play Tyrone, a home venue for Armagh. Tyrone, All-Ireland All-Ireland winners last year, beaten All-Ireland finalists last year. Mayo, they're at home to Monaghan. There'll be two good games. Clare against Meath, that game being played in Ennis, and Cork versus Louth, that game being played down in Cork. But we'll come back and give you the results of the games last week and run through all the news from Ireland. And as I said, terrible breaking news story there about another shooting tragedy in the Texas in the United States. Right, we'll go this time with the Fury Brothers and When You Were Sweet 16.
I never dreamed but what I dream of. never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love and all. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet,
'Hit for the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur there during the 80s when you were sweet 16. And welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at some of the stories in Ireland, I see a number of US politicians have been in Ireland over the last few days, and they're basically saying that they're one of the parties to the Good Friday Agreement. And if Britain decides to change any of the issues around the Brexit deal, you know, it's going to jeopardise a free trade agreement between the United States and Great Britain. So US Congressman Richard Neal, who is chair of the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee, he told the Shannon that the number one priority for the United States on the island of Ireland is to ensure that the hard-won peace in Northern Ireland is preserved and reinforced. And he's heading a 9-strong team from the US House of Representatives who are in Ireland on a 4-day trade visit. So obviously they've come in, and I heard them being interviewed just the morning, and they're saying that there'll be no tinkering with the Good Friday Agreement. It's pretty much very much part and parcel of the agreement that was negotiated with Brexit. And Britain are obviously you know, making moves about you know, breaking that agreement so that they can you know, please the unionist community in Northern Ireland, who are complaining about the protocol issues. Of course, they had elections in Northern Ireland 2 weeks ago, but the DUP said they won't be nominating a second minister, deputy prime minister, for want of a better word, until this protocol issue is solved. So here we go, deadlock again. You know, the people have spoken. Sinn Féin, the biggest party, and they have the opportunity to appoint the First Minister, and all the other political parties, bar the unionists, are ready to stand by and form a government. But obviously Geoffrey Donaldson and the DUP are saying they want changes to be made to the protocol and this imaginary line down the British-Irish Sea before they agreed to do anything. Right, Larry Cunningham and Lovely Leitrim.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Devon's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's vast in the valleys down below.
Larry Cunningham there and Lovely Leitrim. I'll dedicate that to my good friend Tom Gilmer, who listens to the programme every week, and Bodane just outside Toom. And of course, great connection between Tom and Larry. Tom wrote Larry's book, Life Story, around after, I think it was after Larry died. Might have been before Larry died, actually, it was. It was a big selling book. But anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling and just looking at some other news. Taoiseach or Deputy Taoiseach or Taoiseach, future Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar is very disappointed with news breaking today that PayPal may axe up to 307 jobs in Dublin and Dundalk. They have over 2,000 people working for the company in Ireland. But obviously, grim news if 307 people are about to lose their jobs, because the foreign and direct investment is pretty good in Ireland. There's lots of new jobs being created. There was a lot of job announcements in the last few months, so this would be a disappointment. And PayPal's such a big company. See, where Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, he apologised to people let down by Gardaí. And is obviously disappointed in Northern Ireland that Boris Johnson and the British government are about to, pass legislation to basically wipe the history in relation to crimes committed during the Troubles in Northern Ireland, that no prosecutions would be taking place. And, of course, this is upsetting probably both sides, but I know the nationalist community are very upset about it. And there was an Irish man from Malahide in Dublin. He played a major role with helping Manchester City win the title last week. Donaghy Hoolan, he's one of the sports scientists and a strength and conditioning coach with Man City. Of course, they won the English Premiership in dramatic fashion on Sunday afternoon, just winning by 1 point, obviously, over arch rivals Liverpool. And I see that Stephen Kinney, he's looking forward to having his players together for a bit longer than normally, according to new rules by UEFA. Of course, Ireland not playing in the World Cup this year, but they'll be targeting the next Europa competition in 2 years' time. Right, let's belt on again. It's a beautiful day here in Auckland this morning, and sunshine and a bit cold. I know it's cold in other parts of the country, but we'll go with the Chieftains and the Cars, and I Know My Love.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? I love him the best, and the trouble of mine sure no rest. I'm still cheap now, the bonny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? There is a dance house in Maradite, and there my true love goes every night. He takes a strange girl upon his knee. Well, now don't you think that that vexes me?
Chieftains there and the Cars, and a lovely song called I Know My Love. We'll have a look at the results of the games played last weekend, but don't forget this weekend, if you want to catch up with your favourite team playing, get on to gaago.ie, and you can book a single game if you want, or you can buy a season package. But last weekend you had Leinster Senior Hurling Championships round 5, final round before the finalists were found for the Leinster final. Wexford beat Kilkenny. Wexford 122, Kilkenny 118. That result, despite losing, means Kilkenny still make it to the Leinster final against my own county, Galway, who beat Dublin 27 points to 21. And then Westmeath had a big win, 5-24. Didn't realise Westmeath were a good hurling county, but looks 5-24 to 118. So it's Kilkenny and Wexford, or Kilkenny and Galway in the Leinster final, and Wexford come in the back door. And other games that were played last weekend, connection here, my nephew Owen Rowe was playing for Mayo. They played in the Christy Ring Cup final against Kildare, but not a good day for Mayo, losing 229 to Mayo's 19 points. You had the All-Ireland Minor Hurling quarter-final round 1, but I thought there was an All-Ireland under 20 Hurling Championship final. Yeah, Kilkenny 19 points, Limerick 18 points. And other games that were played in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship: Clare 331, Waterford 222. So sadly, after winning the league and showing much promise, Waterford exit the championship again. And Cork have got in there with the skin of their teeth. They had started badly, but they came through, beaten Tipperary 330 to 124. So they were all the games that were played last weekend in the All-Ireland Championship. And as I said, coming up this weekend, you've got Leitrim against Antrim in the round 1 of the Tailteann Cup. In football, you've Kerry against Limerick in the Munster Senior Football Championship final, Dublin against Kilclare in the Leinster Football Championship final, and my own county, Galway, against Roscommon. And that's on Saturday, or no, Galway and Roscommon Sunday, Monday morning our time, as is the Derry Donegal game. So lots happening over there, and of course big weekend this weekend for rugby fans. Leinster play La Rochelle, Ronan O'Gara's coach team in the Heineken Cup final, and then the job will be for the Irish selectors to pick a team to come down here to play the All Blacks in 3 test matches in July, and there's also 2 midweek games against the Maori All Blacks. And if you want to go to those games and you want to do it in style, All Black Experience, or the Experience Group All Blacks Hospitality, have some good packages available there. They can tailor make a package if you want to get a small group together, a big group together, and they're running hospitality packages at the Auckland Eden Park test match, Forsyth Bar test match, and Sky Stadium in Wellington. So you just Google All Black, All Blacks Hospitality, or the Experience Group, and ask for Brian Donnelly, an Irishman, and he will, what do you call it, help you out there. Right, let's move on with another piece of music. Go from the iPhone over to the iPad here to click a piece of music that I've selected, and this time we're going to go with Goodbye and Leslie Dowell.
Darling, can you hear me when I'm not around? No, you're thinking of me. I don't hear a sound. Don't you know? Nothing there. I will.
Leslie Dowdle there with a song called Goodbye. Leslie was a member of Entawanua, a band in the 80s in Ireland. They were pretty popular. Anyway, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, about half the programme gone. Programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at the Irish Times. You can look on their website there. They have a new look website. And just looking here, and there's a picture of Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Tánaiste Leo Varadkar walking down the corridors of power today. And they are, what do you call it, obviously Micheál Martin. I see he posted a, tweeted a picture tonight of him having a sandwich as he's looking forward to, I think, at the Cork Tipperary Munster final in a few weeks' time. I see the Criminal Assets Bureau, they're seeking Daniel Keenahan's location in a bid to seize Dublin mansion, a fairly big mansion. And Keenahan, obviously, there's a warrant out for his arrest and a huge ransom being awarded by the US state authorities. And he's obviously very involved in the criminal industry in Ireland, and obviously involved in boxing and everything, but it looks like the noose is tightening around his neck there. What else is happening in Ireland? I'm just looking at some of the dispute over Northern Ireland. Protocol appears manufactured, according to Richard Neal, one of the visiting US politicians in Ireland this week. And obviously, the things are a stalemate up there as a result of the recent election, with the DUP saying they won't be appointing a second minister until they work out everything over the protocol. Big weekend this weekend with Ronan O'Gara as Team La Rochelle taking on obviously Leinster, and of course the Heineken Cup final matches on Sky Television here, you know, in the early hours of Sunday morning, the game being played in France. Right, let's take another bit of music here, and this time we're going to go with the Pogues and Misty Morning, Albert Bridge.
Thank you.
Shane McGann there on the Pogues and Misty Morning Albert Bridge, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. We'll have a look at once upon a time you could have a subscription to an online subscription thing, Press Reader, and pretty much all the Irish papers were there, the Irish Independent, the Irish Times, Irish Examiner, and amongst others. But obviously these papers now are going off selling their own digital subscription services, and so the only Irish paper now you can read on this platform is the Irish Daily Mail. So, but I do look at it from time to time. But not good news yesterday for the sister of Kilkenny great hurler Catriona Carey. You know, she's been in the news recently over financial issues. So she gets a suspended sentence for driving offences relating to being stopped by the police last year, driving while disqualified and not having a licence. And some cases of monkeypox are possible in Ireland, as 21 detected in Britain. Micheál Martin Taoiseach says new COVID strain is immune to vaccines. A new COVID variant already in Ireland appears to be immune to vaccines, according to the Taoiseach. Plenty of COVID around Auckland at the moment here. It's knocking on my door here at the moment, but hopefully I'll escape. And there's a picture, other pictures and stuff. The monk in bid to quash murder charge. Lawyers seeking dismissal of the case against the monk Hutch. This is the guy that was charged in relation to the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in 2016. He's going to get his lawyer, who went to the same school as me, Brendan Graham, to ask the Special Criminal Court to dismiss the charge. That going on there at the moment. Of course, huge publicity given every day to the conflict in Ukraine, and you know, pretty alarming news today with the you know, associates of Putin coming out saying he's not going to stop until he achieves his ambition to take over Ukraine. And if anybody tries to stop him, the world will, what do you call it, suffer the consequences. And so certainly, you know, it's a dire situation with what's happening there. And, you know, Ireland have taken upwards of about 30,000 people in from Ukraine, helped them. And, of course, still lots of coverage given to the fallout or the end of the season, English Premiership, and Ireland gets a lot of publicity. And obviously Man United, a disappointing season, Man City champions, and Liverpool not just back 1 point. But the League of Ireland Premiership Division, Shamrock Rovers, are leading there on 39 points, followed by Derry City 32, Dundalk 31, and St Pat's 28. Sligo Rovers had a win yesterday, but I see their manager left after about 6 years at the weekend. And obviously previewing the big game coming up this weekend between Leinster and La Rochelle in the rugby. Right, we get on, take a bit more music, The Parting Glass.
Good night and joy be to you.
Beautiful song, The Parting Glass there, and that version sung by Celtic woman, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got another 10 minutes to go before the end of the programme. Just looking here at some of the other stories making the headlines in Ireland. And I see where Liverpool manager has been made manager of the year. He's been the League Managers Association, Premier League Manager of the year. Oh dear, sorry, a bit of a sneeze there. Right, what else is happening? Good results at the weekend for Irish boxers with three boxers winning world titles at the event. That was ladies boxing last week, and the men are fighting this week. So I know there was quite a bit of publicity about that. I saw it in the paper over the weekend. What else is happening? Obviously, Gaelic games still getting plenty of publicity and fallout from Waterford, you know, failing to make the next step up and to get into the All-Ireland contention. Very disappointing after showing great spirit during the start of the season and winning the league. But I know it's great to win the league campaign, but winning the All-Ireland is what's the big thing. James Lowe and Tadhg Furlong are making progress ahead of the Leinster as a against La Rochelle in the Heineken Cup final this weekend, and they'll no doubt be in the team, the first names picked in the team to travel down to play here in August. And just to remind you, tickets are on sale now for the three tests. The first one is in Auckland on the 2nd of July, Eden Park. Second one is in Forsyth Barr Stadium in Dunedin on the 9th of July, and the final test in Wellington at Sky Stadium on the 16th of July. And if you want to splash out and spend a bit of money on nice hospitality at the game, contact All Blacks Hospitality. Look them up, Google them online. They've got a lot of tailor-made packages there to suit your needs if you want to go and enjoy hospitality while watching some rugby. Yeah, so that'll be a great series, hopefully. We've been here long enough, Irish supporters in New Zealand, watching them play without winning a match. Well, they've won, obviously, midweek matches when they did play, but they haven't won a test match. So this could be Ireland's great chance, certainly, if they can keep injury-free. I know there's quite a few games to be played yet. The Heineken Cup final this weekend will be a huge game. And then there's the United Nations, United Rugby Championship semi-final and final to come up in the coming weeks. But hopefully, you know, they will stay injury-free and Ireland will be able to pick a full team to travel down here in June. Right, it's nearly getting summertime in Ireland, so Daniel, take it away.
I woke up this morning, another sunny morning, thinking, gee, it's good to be alive. Pulling back the curtains, knowing that for certain, it's going to be another lovely day. Strolling through the hedgerows, my true love on my arm. Hear the songbird singing in the trees. Walking down the country lanes in the afternoon. See the lambs a-playing in the fields. 'Cause it's summertime again. The winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again. Roses, they are blooming. The trees no longer bare. 'Cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. If you're living here in Ireland, it's sights like this you'll see, with scenery that is beyond compare. And my favorite time of year is when the summer's here, the best of all the seasons, I declare. 'Cause it's summertime again, the winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again. They are blooming, the trees no longer bare. 'Cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. It's summertime again, the winter days are over. Flowers, they are growing in the garden once again.
'cause it's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there. It's summertime in Ireland, and I'm so glad to be there.
Harking is Bonnie, and there lives my love. My heart lies on him and will not remove. It will not remove, oh, for all that I have done. Oh, I never will forget me love.
was the day that Jeannie died, and the day that young Anarchy came home on the tide, and down came her maidens all wringing up their hands, saying, oh, it's been so long, it's been so long.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Mary Black and a lovely song called Anarchy Gordon, taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. From me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye and God bless. I was the